From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Delighted that you've joined us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Today we continue a series of studies on the law of God, messages preached by Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, and the founder of the Let the Bible Speak ministry. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns in just a few minutes. First, we invite you to enjoy this devotional thought from the pen of Charles Spurgeon, found in his collection called Morning by Morning.
Psalm 47 and verse 4. He shall choose our inheritance for us. Believer, if your inheritance be a lowly one, you should be satisfied with your earthly portion, for you may rest assured that it is the fittest for you. Unerring wisdom ordained your lot and selected for you the safest and best condition. A ship of large tonnage is to be brought up the river. Now in one part of the stream there is a sandbank. Should someone ask, why does the captain steer through the deep part of the channel and deviate so much from a straight line? His answer would be, because I should not get my vessel into harbor at all if I did not keep to the deep channel. So it may be you would run aground and suffer shipwreck if your divine captain did not steer you into the depths of affliction where waves of trouble follow each other in quick succession. Some plants die if they have too much sunshine. It may be that you are planted where you get but little. You are put there by the loving husbandman, because only in that situation will you bring forth fruit unto perfection. Remember this. Had any other condition been better for you than the one in which you are, divine love would have put you there. You are placed by God in the most suitable circumstances, and if you had the choosing of your lot, you would soon cry, Lord, choose my inheritance for me, for by my self-will I am pierced through with many sorrows. Be content with such things as you have, since the Lord has ordered all things for your good. Take up your own daily cross. It is the burden best suited for your shoulder, and will prove most effective to make you perfect in every good word and work to the glory of God. Down, busy self, and proud impatience, it is not for you to choose, but for the Lord of love. Trials must and will befall, but with humble faith to see love inscribed upon them all, this is happiness to me.
Tears unending flow when my
Soon it will be the time of year when the thoughts of God's people turn with special emphasis to the miracle of the Incarnation, the incomprehensible truth of Emmanuel, God with us. The Apostle John wrote, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Joseph was told, "Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." To assist you in meditating upon the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ into the world, we're happy to offer a unique publication called The 12 Days of Christmas, written by Roger Ellsworth, an experienced minister and writer. The 12 Days of Christmas is a small paperback book containing 24 devotions, each including a short scripture reading, several paragraphs, and a concluding To Think About section that draws lines of application from the text to modern-day life. The book is intended to help the hearts and minds of believers to focus on the wonder of the Incarnation, as well as to encourage unbelievers to come in repentance and faith to Christ. Let the Bible Speak is pleased to make this inspirational booklet available free of charge to our listening audience. You may have a copy simply by contacting us by phone, email, or regular mail. You may call us at 864-244-2408. That's 864-244-2408. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Or you may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Again, that's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. We encourage you to request your free copy of The 12 Days of Christmas while supplies last. Currently on Let the Bible Speak, Dr. Cairns is bringing an in-depth study of the law of God. In dealing with the Ten Commandments, he has been treating each one in separate messages. The fifth commandment admonishes us to honor thy father and thy mother. Dr. Cairns is considering this commandment in two messages. In the first, he showed that the whole matter of authority is at issue here. Of course, the obvious application is to the relationship between parents and children. We've seen that parents have an obligation to educate their children, to provide for them, and to discipline them. Today, Dr. Cairns turns to the responsibilities of children. Contrary to much popular practice, children are not to become little idols to their parents. They are to be taught to obey parental authority and to be respectful. Now, to introduce this message, here is Dr. Cairns.
Exodus chapter 20 and verse 12. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Last week we only got halfway through the message, and we got to study first the duties of parents. After the introductory study of the text, we considered, as we pursued the subject of the proper attitude and actions of parents and children toward each other, we studied the duties of parents. Tonight, we come to stage two, which of course is the duties of children. It is reported that the Duke of Wellington once made a very sardonic statement about America. He said, "The thing that impresses me most about America is the way parents obey their children." The more I thought of that, the more I realized that under the film of sarcasm, there was a great deal of truth. Only, of course, it is far from being limited to America. As you look around you today, you would come to the conclusion, looking at many families, especially those families that tend to think that they can buy with money and with trinkets of the world what they have failed to put into the rearing of their children spiritually. You would think that the commandment said, "Parents, honor your children and obey your children." We're living in a day when parents all too often treat their children as idols. They make them into little gods. And that is disastrous both for the parent and for the child. The child is not an idol. The child is not to be worshipped. He is to be loved. He is to be taught. He is to be provided for. He is to be disciplined in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. But he is most certainly not to be worshipped. Because if he is, you will destroy him, your relationship along with him. The commandment is, honor thy father and thy mother. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. This is the first commandment with promise, or as many like to translate it, this is the commandment that is foremost with promise. Let's consider the duties of children then this evening. As we consider the text, we will notice that the Lord gives us a plain precept. Honor your father and mother. Honor. We want to know what that means. I think the Bible itself will give us a very clear indication. In Hebrews 12, verse 9, for example, the apostle says, "We have had fathers after our flesh, which corrected us, and we gave them reverence." The word has the connotation of respect or regard. Our fathers after the flesh corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not rather be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live? Now that text will start us on our way toward understanding this word honor. And I think we'll discover that while the Bible never in so many words says to children, "Children, love your parents." Some people have wondered at that, by the way. Why does the Bible never say, "Love your parents"? Why does it only say, "Honor your parents"? I think there's a very simple reason for that. We are apt to confine love to affectionate feelings or experiences of tenderness towards someone. We are not only to honor our parents when we feel tenderly toward them. We are to do so not because of what we feel, but because of what God commands, what the Bible lays upon us. Of course, love is not to be left out. The word honor will include love, but it is a love that has respect, a love that shows godly fear, a love that expresses itself in obedience and submission, a love that will discharge all its duties toward those parents. The word in the Old Testament for honor is a very significant word. It is simply the Hebrew word that means heavy. And that will let you into the secret of its meaning. What does it mean to honor? It means to give due weight to your parents. Give due weight to their persons, to their reputation, to their position, to their instruction, and to their judgments. The opposite in the Old Testament scriptures to honoring your parents is cursing your parents. Honoring is the very opposite of cursing. In Exodus 21, verse 17, we read, "He that curseth his father or his mother shall surely be put to death." And the word that is translated curse is a word that means to esteem lightly. The idea, in the words of a prominent Dutch writer and theologian, is to treat them as indecent or despicable. That's what the Bible means by cursing your parents. To treat them so lightly, to esteem them so lightly, that you treat them indecently or despicably. Now, clearly, cursing is more than common acts of disobedience. When the Bible speaks of cursing father and mother, it means something more than a child that we would say was acting up. And yet, disobedience in every expression is a perilous step on the road toward this cursing, which the Bible visits with such a severe penalty. When you read the scriptures, you'll find that disobedience to parents is the mark of a society which God has given up to judgment. In Romans chapter 1, you have that great description of the Gentile nations as they descended into the abyss of their depravity. You had their willful ignorance of God. Their turning away into idolatry. The idolatry producing immorality. And the immorality producing insensitivity to the law of God and to the very call of conscience. And three times in verse 24, 26, and 28, in Romans chapter 1, God says that God gave them up. When you read Romans 1, it is a most sobering experience to understand what God is saying. He's describing not a sick society, but a society under judgment. And the scary part about that is that when you read Romans 1, you're reading what you'll read in tomorrow's newspaper concerning American society and British society and Western society in general. You're seeing nations that are already under judgment. And what is one of the marks of those nations under judgment? Romans chapter 1, verse 30, in the list of all the great sins. Read that list. That awful, horrible listing of the expressions of human depravity. Right in among all those terrible things, God puts disobedient to parents. The mark of a society gone awry. A society deep in sin. On the verge of eternal judgment, when it is endemic in its people that the family structure has been so disarranged that now it seems to be children who are disobeying their parents and parents forced to obey their children. Furthermore, Paul tells us in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 2 that this is a mark that will become increasingly prevalent in the last days. Men shall be lovers of their own selves. Can I say that that is the cause of so many sins? Lovers of their own selves, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents. Now this lets us see what disrespect for parents really is. It's inherently pagan, It is part of a mindset that is anti-God and anti-Christ, and it calls for and will undoubtedly receive the judgment of a holy God. For in Romans 1:32, we read, "They which commit such things are worthy of death." Now, in contrast to that, the Lord says, "Honor thy father and thy mother." Honor them. Give due weight. Give such grateful love, respect, and obedience to your parents as the Scriptures command. Let me try to go through this in a very simple way. While you're young, almost unquestioningly, I say almost because there will always be cases, we'll touch upon them later, where particularly ungodly parents will command things that are clearly in opposition to the moral law of God. And there a child should disobey. But we will come to that in due course. Almost unquestioningly, while you are young, when God says honor, He means with gratitude. Can I say that that must never be absent? Never be absent. Gratitude to the parents who brought you into the world, who have nurtured you, cared for you, provided food and shelter, and whatever their deficiencies, which may be real or imagined on your part, they have done a work for you without which you would not be here. So with gratitude, show them love and respect and obedience. Learn well from them the law of God and the gospel of God. Learn well from them the wisdom of the Word of God. You remember in the book of Proverbs chapter 4, we read, "Hear ye children the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine. Forsake ye not my law. For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also and said unto me, let thine heart retain my words, keep my commandments and live." Similarly, at the beginning of the 7th chapter, "My son, keep my words and lay up my commandments with thee. Keep my commandments and live. My laws, the apple of thine eyes, bind them upon thy fingers, write them upon the table of thine heart." That's what the Bible commands children to do. To honor by paying respectful, obedient, submissive attention to the teaching of those parents from the Word of God.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us at 1-864-244-2408. That's 1-864-244-2408. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there's a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. This is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.